Our lesson text tonight is taken from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 1 through verse number 4. But before I get into my lesson this time, I want to make sure that you understand where I'm coming from in this lesson. We know, church, that God is good. Not some of the time, but all the time, God is good. But we should lift him up even to the highest that can be imagined. We know that he is gooder than good, better than the best, greater than the greatest. Why? Because he's God, and God all by himself. Nothing's to compare with God. He's worthy of his praise. It's two things I want you to know and have a good understanding of before I get into my lesson. First thing is time. We really need to understand the word time, because time is very important in our lives if we understand. Webster describes time 12 different ways. But this is what in my lesson is based on. Time, the length of time taken to complete an activity. Time, an instant of something happening. Church, we know that the Lord said he was coming back. 1 Peter 3 and verse number 10, and it will be like a thief in the night. Meaning, is sure of his coming. The second thing I want you to understand is the word character. Character meaning the particular qualities that makes a person different from others. Christ said he is coming back for his church. Ephesians 5, 25 through 27. He's coming back for a church without a spot and a wrinkle. So we need to be mindful of what God expects of us this evening. I'll just read the lesson text just for clarification. Hebrews 12, verse number 1 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which do easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 3 says, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be worried and faint in your mind. 4 says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Church, it's about time that we realize a few things. If we are to please our Lord and Savior at his return. Church, we We got some work to do. The world that we are living in is not going to help us in no kind of way. If we just take time out to look around us and see just what it has to offer, it will be clear. A world full of people doing as they please, don't care, and don't want you to care. So we must come to some kind of understanding about what's real and so important. I'll say urgent. That's why we should not put off today for what we are planning tomorrow. What I'm saying is, tomorrow is coming, but you may not be part of it. Time is very precious and might not be on your side. We need to start today, if it's not too late, to build some Christ-like DNA in our lives. Christ being the Father, there should be some characteristics of Him in us. Spiritual DNA. John 4 and verse number 23 says, "But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshiper shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship Him." Church, this is as real can get. No other way it can be done. Jesus Christ and His way and His words are forever. The question is, how long is it going to take for us to realize and understand this great importance? So my subject this evening is saying no to discouragement. Saying no to discouragement. Church, Jesus is our all. The song says He's everything to me. That's why we should be looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. See, church, the world and the people around us is nothing but a distraction. World full of discouragement. People doing as they please. Don't care. And don't want you to care. Question is, how can we please our Lord and Savior in such conditions? Acts 17 and verse number 28 says, "For in Him we live and move and have our being." Let me know that He is the only real and true thing that consists today. The sure foundation. I'm going to use the word "us," meaning self included. So won't nobody think that I'm talking about them. Talking about people in general. 3 points this evening, and the lesson is yours. Number one, many people are ready to look to Jesus when they feel the time is right. Some only look to Jesus when in trouble, disheartened, broke, or sick and need to be healed. But when times are good and everything's going your way, they seem to rely on self and their own finite strength, and they fail. So what they fail to realize is we must look to Jesus in everything. In good times, in bad times, in joy as well as sorrow, in triumph as well as strife. Why is this so important? Church, it is that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in time of need. The scripture of money, Hebrews 4 and verse number 16, says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Oh, church, we all need help and mercy daily in our life. Oh, just to look around us on our way home and tell me you don't need God's favor. The world's gone crazy. That's why we need mercy and grace in our lives 24/7. Church, we need to look unto Jesus. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Let's look at John 15, starting at verse number 4. John 15, verse number 4. The scripture says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Verse number 5 says, I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing. O church, God's word is true. Verse number 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse number 7 says, if ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Question again this evening. Have you ever saw any branch not attached to the vine, living and in good condition? God's word is true, church. Oh, church, we just don't know how much we need Jesus. But it's all conditional, based on the same chapter down at verse number 15. It says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Another question this evening, church. Do we love Jesus like we say we do? The Lord said, Matthew 7 and verse number 20, says, by their fruits ye shall know them. If we do, we will look to Him for everything. Church, that's why we find ourselves looking to ourselves and other people for our needs and come up short. Jeremiah said long, long time ago, Jeremiah 10 and verse number 23 says, O Lord, I know the way of man is not in himself. It's not in man that walketh to direct his steps. We should look to Jesus for life, love, food, clothing, shelter, health, finances, and everything. Let's look at another scripture. Let's look at Colossians 1, verses 15 through verse number 18. Colossians 1, 15 through 18. Jesus Christ is our everything. 15 says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? 16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thorn or dominions or principalities or power, all things were created by and for him. 17 says, and he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Last 18, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. Preeminence is meaning first place on all others. Nothing before God. We must be totally dedicated to him. Second thing this evening, we must seek to have the mind of Christ. Philippians 2 and verse number 5. It says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. Church, Christ is understanding. He understands and cares about our infirmities and needs. That's why Paul said in Philippians 4, verse number 19, he says, but my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. See, church, when we see Christ as he is, we should take on his characteristics. Matthew 16 and verse number 24 says, if any man will come after me, let him deny self and take up his cross and follow me. Follow meaning go after someone so as to observe them. What I'm saying is, whatever Christ did as being our example, we need to do. We must be willing to deny ourselves in order that we can live for Jesus. Meaning, put self on the shelf and start having more love and compassion in our hearts for others. Christ is dependable and trustworthy. We should follow his example. Be true to God, true to others, true to ourselves, faithful to the word, faithful to the church, faithful to the work. Christ-like characteristics. We must never give up, give out, or give in to what the world and people are doing around us. Many of us drift away from the Lord because of this world's pressure and the devices of Satan. When discouragement strikes, some Christians spread gloom and doom. They start to see bad in others, the church, and in circumstances. Let me tell you this evening how most people fall short. They think they can recognize the devil by looks. Oh, the devil ain't the man dressed in a red suit with two horns. The devil can transform himself as an angel of light. Anybody that don't tell you how and what it means to be faithful to the Lord is this encouragement, work of Satan. We must say no to this encouragement. We do this by keeping on, when trials, trouble, and tests and strikes, like Christ, we must never give up, but live a life by the word of Christ. Philippians 4 and verse number 13 says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Church, we must believe this evening. What we can't do, Christ will do the rest. We need to just live the life by the word of Christ. Third thing in my closing, we must be always willing to stand on God's word, no matter what the cost, life or death. But we need to be protected. That's why the Lord said in Ephesians 6, verses 10 through verse number 12. He said, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. We need to be protected in our spiritual walk. Cruel, cruel world that we're living in. And when we put on the armor of God, we need to add to it. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 through verse number 10. And the scripture reads, "And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor fruitful in the knowledge. Diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fail." Church, the lesson is yours this evening. Just say no to encouragement. I encourage you to just say no to disencouragement. And yes to Jesus. This evening, if I've said anything that interests you, you haven't put the Lord on in baptism, He is waiting. You can do so tonight. Like I said earlier, don't put off today what you plan to do tomorrow. Because tomorrow might be too late. If any of this interests you, you can come as we stand and sing the song that has been selected on this evening.